Everyday Agenda is a presentation of Angel Song Productions. Okay, you know what time it is? You know what that means. It's the weekend, and this is my Everyday Agenda podcast from Angel Song Productions. So we can get started right now. So all of you people out there, hope you're listening or wherever it is. Anyways, Arrested Development, here we go, and let's do it! I think it's so smart about this one. You just had to trust me about this far as we're concerned. It's all new Everyday Agenda. It's episode 12, so who knows, can be civilized. So let's get started with you know who, that's right. Soul Food Sunday, last Sunday at Resurrection. And because after church and D. Kevin sang this spiritual thing and we're having some fun. We have Soul Food Sunday and I cannot believe my eyes and ears. And this new girl comes, you know, from Canada, and she is, she's scary to sing alto with my Resurrection singers this Wednesday, so I'll explain this, whatever it is. Okay, Choir Festival at New Horizons Presbyterian Church over in Council Bluffs. So John did pick me up and went over to New Horizons Presbyterian Church, and I saw Sandra, yeah, I know, and Jim, and Amanda, and a couple people COL choir, joining together with other choirs over in Council Bluffs area, and I have no attention whatsoever, so who knows, could be civilized. But I'll explain this if you know what I'm talking about. And don't forget, recap of, you guessed it, yeah, February 2024. And because we talk about, you know, Shape Note Singing with the Omaha American Guild Organist at Trinity Lutheran, all the way up to, you guessed it. Yeah, you guessed it, I know. Soul Food Sunday, you know what I'm talking about. And it's all good, so make sure you tune into that as well. And my closing thoughts, I call Matt. Yeah, I work at you know, VA hospital. And I cannot believe it. He's at home right now, and he wants to put me in a buggy. Oh my God. You out of your mind? This is ridiculous. This is gonna be the worst thing that can happen, so you just, since sliced bread, whatever it is. Anyways, I'll tell you what that means. And also, at the end of the show, I'll give more information on my Everyday Agenda podcast and all that stuff, and you know what I'm talking about, so it'll be fun. Hope you're ready for episode 12 of my Everyday Agenda, so hope you're ready, I can too, so here we go. You know what that means. It's Soul Food Sunday at Resurrection, and you know it's gonna be outrageous, and it's gonna be fun, and I'm so proud of this one, so who knows. And it's gonna be, you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, how's it goes?
Precious and real, ooh, that's nice. With bumps and-
Okay, now you know the rest of the story. Anyways, last Sunday at Resurrection, and here's my observation for you. This is what I'm trying to say, that because have Soul Food Sunday in years, and since Father Jason has arrived, and it was years past, back in 2015, it's well underway. And why? Because the Eucharistic feast is, oh gosh, it's gonna be wonderful. And I meant to say, we have lots of people at church, and lots more food, and it's gonna be yummy, 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 yummy. Yes, back in 2015, but last Sunday, we got some of the people want Soul Food Sunday because I know it's gonna be season of Lent, and I know it's gonna be end of Black History, last month is over with. So this is what happens, Soul Food Sunday, because after this church service is over with, and by the way, D. Kevin, oh gosh, he's here last, he's there, he's at church last, at my church last Sunday, and oh Lord, and this guy's rock, yes, it is, and why? Because it's a life-challenging, it's some of the things that we all learn about. Well, guess what? It happens. And we did a cappella version, hymnal version of old time spiritual, and it's gonna be perfect. Perfect. So after this church service is over with a rousing ending hymn, Lift Every Voice and Sing. And I know Kristen hits high notes, yeah, after the end of the song. She hits high notes. Yeah, I know it. So we went downstairs stairs at 11:45-ish last Sunday, and I cannot believe my eyes and ears. Soul Food Sunday has a huge feast for anything else, like fried chicken, potatoes, mashed potatoes, or should I say, black-eyed peas, and other good stuff. It's those biscuits. I tried, now I haven't tried, Popeye's chicken and biscuits. Oh, so wonderful. And it goes along with, yes, salad. And I have no clue whatsoever. So I meant to tell you this. And you know, my friends, yeah, guessed it, Amy, and so is Jeannie and Michelle and Reverend Tony and the rest of the congregation. And you probably meet this new girl. Her name is Sienna. And I cannot pronounce her name. She's from Canada. Now she's coming from, Omaha. Omaha. She's a new here, and also, it's gonna be perfect. So I sat down, and Jeannie and Michelle sat down too, joining these two congregational friends for a long time. And it's gonna be outrageous. So this is what happens. So this is probably what happens. You don't wanna try this at home, and I've noticed. We talk about all kinds of stuff. And by the way, Sienna is gonna sing alto with my Resurrection Singers. Oh my goodness. I bet it's this Wednesday, is it? Well, this could be fun. But anyways, Kristen is studying with her daughter, selling Girl Scout cookies. Oh, wow. I think that is Girl Scout cookies is a fine idea. And, you know, this is going to be so interesting. So, because, you know, let me spell this out for you. Because Soul Food Sunday is a type of a traditional kind of a feast thing. You know, beginning of Lent or just before or afterwards. But this is going to be huge. It's going to be outrageous. And I have no attention whatsoever. And I'm sure that that Soul Food Sunday is a traditional thing to say. And I wish we have more people involved in this. And, you know, it's going to be outrageous. So, who knows? Keep it civilized. And I have no clue whatsoever. So, next year, we have more people of Soul Food Sunday next year. And I have no clue whatsoever. So, maybe next time if I could. More people know. Because Soul Food Sunday is a huge experience. You're listening to my Everyday Agenda podcast from Angel Song Productions. Okay, you know what that means. It's gonna be, that's all I can say. Anyways, choir festival at New Horizons Presbyterian Church over in, you guessed it, Council Bluffs, Iowa. And this is gonna, I know, it's gonna be outrageous. Anyways, that's why I'm standing waiting for John to pick me up, because last Sunday, I'm at 13th Street Coffee at 13th and Jackson Street. And no time at all. Oh gosh, John, hurry up! I'm waiting. And I have no clue whatsoever. So who knows? Could be civilized. But here's the observation about this one. See, that's why John is picking me up, and that means it's about that time. And now we're on our way to New Horizons Presbyterian Church over in Council Bluffs, and that's why I sing with Celebration Life Choir during Christmas time, and Christmas time, and it's gonna be perfect. So John and myself went inside, and members of this choir, including, yes, Sandra. Yeah, that's right. I guess Sandra saw John last couple of weeks, should we say last week, getting his hearing aids done inside the old hospital. And I have no attention to this one. So that's why I saw Sandra, and so is Jim, and so is Amanda, and rest of Celebration Life Choir members joining in, and Michael, and I don't know what his name is, and he did three songs: Awake the Trumpet's Lofty Sound. And the other guy is done practicing all the six songs, other three as well, including May God Be With You Till We Meet Again, and it's gonna be outrageous. So that means we practice to 5:30 until dinner time comes, and we went through all the all that stuff, so it happens. So it's an interesting part of this one, so trust me. So that means taking a break, practicing all the six songs. Then I call my dad. It's like, Dad, I know, and I tell me I was very rude about this, and I did tell the truth, Dad. Well, I know, no, but I'm not gonna say it. But I try to be nice, cool, calm, collective, if you know what I'm saying. So that means that's why I try to call my dad and see how he's doing, and yeah, he's doing pretty good. So, and I'm not trying to be rude to anyone, but who knows, keep it civilized. So after this break time thing going on, it's back to the sanctuary, and I have no objection whatsoever. You know what I'm talking about. But in the meantime, you have no objection whatsoever. So who knows, keep civilized about this one. So trust me. So that means we did practice six songs, completed, and yes, start to finish. And when 5:30 comes, it's dinner time. And look at this big kitchen. Kitchen and fellowship hall. Yeah, that's what I try to, after I put this my stuff up in the choir room, and you know what that means. Anyways, let's see. Oh yes, Sandra. Yeah, it was a gift from God. And I said, I don't have any money. And I said, don't worry, we'll pay Yeah, we'll pay that. Yes, pay the meal and all that stuff, and this choir director, yeah, Travis. Oh yeah, that's right. His name is Travis. Yes, he's TJ High School choir director over in Council Bluffs, and sang the Johnny Appleseed thing and the blessing, and I have no attention about this one, so it's all good for now, if you know what I'm saying, so trust me. But not on that, we have all kinds of pasta and salad and bread, dinner rolls, and oh gosh, and I got water, but I grabbed my tea, yeah, my tumbler thing, and it really blows my mind. And we sat together, we talked others and about all that stuff, and now LH Music, what about Amanda? Yeah, Amanda, she's doing pretty good, and I give thoughts and prayers to Amanda and hope she's feeling better, and she's in a wheelchair, and I pray to God she does wonderful miracles for anything. So this could be good. So after dinner and time for socializing thing, it's time to sing, and I've gotta find a choir robe which size may be better. I choose number 23. Yeah, the same thing that you guessed it. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes. Number 23, yeah, OSC. Music folder thing. And I'm impressed. And by the way, Steve Beck, he's a wonderful pianist. Oh gosh. This guy's good. Oh my god. How can this be? Well, it happens all the time. But in the meantime, it's showtime. So that means I had to get inside the tenor section and next to the altos. And tell me my spot is my head. Sandra, don't you think my spot is? Yeah. Shining on my head. Yeah, light. I get it. So, this is part of this one is, I know. It's gonna be, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So that means, because it's, you know what that means. Anyways, it's showtime. We did three songs. And what about the handbell choir, as far as we're concerned? And this organist, arranging two songs. So who knows? The next one is gonna be next two, two songs first, then handbell choir, and then the next two, yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. After bell choir piece and two pieces for organ, you know what I'm talking about. And we did the other two. It's gonna be outrageous. And of course, and you know what that means. Another bell choir. And it went wonderful. And the last two pieces, oh boy. You know how much fun it's gonna get. And this last song, worthy, you had guessed it, praise him and all that stuff. So after the final climax, sopranos sings well, wonderful, but the altos, oh hello, you couldn't even add things up. I cannot even hear the altos, come on. And you think it is, oh well. Better sing louder. And I was coming stronger. than the tenors. Yeah, tenors. Coming off stronger, and it went wonderful. But what about the bass? Yeah, that one too. And I'm enough with this, so who knows, keep some advice about all that. And then Steve Beck plays the last two of the piano compositions, and it went wonderful. And the audience, yeah, or should we say the congregation, went wonderful, and I have no objection whatsoever. It was a huge blast at New Horizons Presbyterian Church over in Council Bluffs. Well, you may not know this, but it happens all the time. So trust me about this one. So for the next choir festival, 99 years. And keep it civilized. Or whatever it is. But 100 years next year, choir festival, I have to think about it. But I have no clue whatsoever. After Sandra took me home over at 13th Street, and I have no clue whatsoever. So I have no objection whatsoever. It was a blast. So thank you, New Horizons. You too, Sandra and John. Until we meet again next year. Or whatever happens. Or give us a... It's all good. Trust me. You're listening to my Everyday Agenda podcast from Angel Song Productions. Okay, let's take a look at a little bit of recap that we just did last month. Well, starting with the National Salute to Veterans Patients Week, and it was a wonderful experience over at the Omaha VA Hospital. And I meant to tell you this, is I bet the stories are good, and it will. That's why it kicked off with you guessed it, Heartland of America Band at Offutt Air Force Base, and some plays of several tunes, and I have no clue whatsoever. And this is what happens. You don't want to try this at home. Well, who knows, civilized about this one? Trust me. So that means it kicked off with a you know who. That's right. That's right, with a huge bang about this one. And it, you know, it goes on and on, you know, that means with some Valentine treats and all that stuff, including Little Caesars who is proud to serve free pizza and crazy bread. I have no clue whatsoever. But what about Gina and Steve and Gina from Cat 103, and so is the rest of you guessed it, news team at KMTV 3 News, and the rest of its history. Wow, it went wonderful. The history of Valentine's Day is just around the bend, and I have talked about Valentine's Day, and you know what I'm saying. But what about Ash Wednesday service? Oh, it goes together with Valentine's Day. Yeah, because I went to Ash Wednesday service at Resurrection, and I have put ashes on their foreheads. So is mine. So thank you, Reverend Tony. Could be ashes, ashes, dust to dust. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm talking about. But what about President's Day? It could be the history of President's Day. George Washington's birthday. Well, you might have guessed it all the time. And why? Because it really makes a lot of sense about this one. About George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. That's just a little bit of history, if you know what I'm saying. So, I have no clue whatsoever. Oh, by the way! Yes, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. What about Omaha Shape Note Singers has teaming up with Omaha American Guild Organists at Trinity Lutheran Church last month, and it went wonderful doing shapes, notes, and all that stuff, you know, so. What about We Speak Our Names awards ceremony at VA Hospital? I got as a award certificate, and you know, talk about it, and it went wonderful. Thank you, Marsha, and the rest of the thing, you know, talk about it, trust me. And what, and now the last two, you know, it's talk about Soul Food Sunday. And of course, you know what that means. Choir Festival and over at New Horizons Presbyterian Church last month. And you have any ideas about this one? And I have no objection about, you know, this could be huge. But, it's going to be wonderful. Now, next month is going to be in March. Could be Good Friday at Cooks Memorial. Or could it be a March concert with OSC at Countryside Community Church and all that stuff? Because winter is over with. Hello, spring. Time to say goodbye. And you guessed it. In February. You're listening to my Everyday Agenda podcast from Angel Song Productions. So, speaking of this, as we say goodbye to February, let's, you know, say hello to March, you know what I'm talking about. Because next week I'm off, but don't worry, because you know why? Because I'll tell you one thing is, because I got OSC rehearsal at Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church over in La Vista, Nebraska. And yeah, by the way, guess what I saw? Jeff. He's on the bus, getting ready to go to the mall. I saw Jeff. I bet he's doing pretty good. But, because I think I know what he's up to. He's getting ready to go to the mall and all that. And I told Jeff, did you put the music in order for now? And he says, yes. You know it. You know, son. So, who knows? Give us advice. So, it's all good. Oh, you have no idea whatsoever. So, who knows? But, because like I said, I got OSC on tap of things with a regular rehearsal next Tuesday at Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church over in La Vista, Nebraska. And, of course, you guessed it. Mm-hmm. Countryside Community Church, and it's gonna be a dress rehearsal for now, and I have no clue whatsoever if you know what I mean, because this is gonna be, yeah. Let me just look it up. Countryside. A community church. Here it is. Countryside Community Church in Omaha, Nebraska. And it's going to be at Faith Plaza. And how are we supposed to get there? That means I got to talk to Jordan later on today or tomorrow after we deal with Celebration. And by the way, Celebration Life Choir returns. Yeah, you guessed it. Probably this Sunday or anything else. So I'll figure out one of these days. You know what I'm talking about, so who knows. And of course, anything in particular that I should know about this, and I have no clue whatsoever, so who knows about that as well. And just before Palm Sunday and Holy Week and Easter thing is getting out of hand, you know. Talk about, yeah, all the singing at Kutz Memorial, and so was my resurrection thing, and I have no agenda whatsoever. Well, guess what? You know, skip some lies. So, I'll just give you a brief reminder that could be fourth and last Sundays, because I know March 23rd could be doing this fourth and last Saturdays of the month. So, do this on the 23rd of March, just before Palm Sunday, all the way up to Easter, right here on YouTube, and I'll get all the details about this one. Trust me. Okay, because here's the observation. I call Matt. Yeah, you know him. I bet you know Matt, or you don't know Matt. He's the guy who works first floor. You guessed it. That's right, first floor. Yes. Up in the inside the ACC building, teaming up with Gabe and, oh gosh, Jetta. What about Tina and Sig? Yeah, that could be good for now. And here's my observation. I call Matt about this one. Yeah, it could be civilized about this. Was just the only thing that happens is, oh boy. I told Matt that thanks for listening to this video podcast from YouTube, but you have to subscribe me from now on. Trust me. But the second thing is, you want me to put me in this baby buggy? And I'm just getting to run the race. I know, next month in April. It drives me crazy. You're out of your mind. I'm not going to put inside this baby bumper. Trying to make me do this? It's ridiculous. I have no objection. This is one of those crazy days. Easter thing. Try to put me on this baby bumper. And I told Matt, no, I don't even think so. Trust me. I don't know. But who knows, give us some advice. And what about, yes, Matt is coming up upstairs to see me. Well, I was getting ready to go to lunch at 1:15 this Wednesday. And tell me what he's up to. And tell me what I'm up to. And what he's up to. So, it's all good. Yeah, could be a type of thing, you know what I'm talking about. This is what happens. It happens to end this way about that as well. And, oh gosh, stop it. And I have no attention whatsoever. So, who knows? Who knows? Keep it civilized about this could be very important to all of us about this one. So it's all good. So Matt wants to meet me upstairs and see me. Yeah, of course. But what about Jetta? He's gonna steal your jack. Now, this is the part that I just said. The answer is no. N-O spells no. Can I have my jacket? I'm sorry. The way it is. It is. Trust me. So, who knows? Could be civilized about this one. Trust me. Oh, by the way, so, I think we have a huge update. Just update. So, that's why, build, further updates. Update C just said, trust me, that they're still building that new Omaha Central Public Library with due space on it. And like I said, it's going to be keep on going until winter of 2025. What about the grand opening? in the year 2026, and I'm not gonna even tell you why about this one. It's structural steel and all that. Yeah, 35,000 pounds about this one. So could be, you know what I mean. So that means the Omaha Public Library staff, and so is due space staff, could be constructive and all that, working on all the details. So it could be a way of learning about all these things. And I guess I wish I could see the podcast studio in 2026. Well, after this is over with, well, could be life challenging to do this. So who knows, could be civilized. That's gonna be outrageous. But anyways, cross your fingers, it's gonna be a huge ride for that. You guessed it, new Omaha Central Public Library starts in the year 2026. After this summer of 2023, that was last year, all the way up to, you guessed it, the winter of 2025. That could be, yeah, huge. Well, who knows? Can't be civilized about this one. Trust me. But anyways, that's all I can say. And you know what I'm talking about. Okay, shall we wrap this up or what? Oh, yeah, I know. Trust me. Let's do it. So, what do we learn for, you guessed it, for this everyday agenda thing? Well, things that we had to discuss this about, you know, we did this recap of, yeah, last month. But, you know, Soul Food Sunday and Choir, Soul Food Sunday at Resurrection, and so is, you guessed it, Choir Festival at New Horizons Presbyterian Church. It was a huge thumbs up, double thumbs up. It was wonderful. So I'll tell you one thing, it's gonna be wonderful, and I have no clue whatsoever, and it was fabulous. Soul Food Sunday at Resurrection is good. And the other one is Choir Festival at New Horizons Presbyterian Church is good. Yes, that's right. And by the way, I think I learned Jewish song, and I bet John, I don't know, it's probably good. You better like it or whatever it is. Thank you, Sandra. I really appreciate the thought that counts. You know what I'm talking about. So like I said, Soul Food Sunday at Resurrection, and so is, you guessed it, Choir Festival at, you guessed it, that's right, New Horizons Presbyterian Church over in Council Bluffs, Iowa. It was a blast. Believe it or not, it was. And my final thoughts is, you guessed it, I saw Jeff going when I was getting on the Orbit bus, and he here we go to the mall while I was getting some coffee, you know, talk about, trust me about it as far as we're concerned. And I call Matt, I give him two options, and he's gonna be coming up this Wednesday at the VA hospital at 1:15. And you have any ideas? Trust me. And like I said, I'm not gonna be inside this baby bumper. No way, forget it. You have no idea. I know you'll be running a race next month, but don't ever put me in this again. Oh boy, please. Anyways, we're almost out of time because we gotta say goodnight, so who knows? So I'll tell you what's up with this Everyday Agenda podcast. Will be look like I said, I got OSC next Tuesday and next Thursday over at Countryside Community Church, and I'm could be more prouder about this one. So who knows, could be civilized about this one and all that stuff. But don't worry, it gets better. Anyways, if you love Everyday Agenda podcast, you have to go online at Everyday Agenda with lhmusic.podbean.com. And like I said, you have to download the podcast. Anything else can be civilized from iHeartRadio all the way up to Google Podcasts, and which is, I bet Google Podcasts is over with. It's done. Well, who knows, keep civilized or whatever. Facebook and follow Twitter X. You know what that means. Facebook and Twitter X. And other social media websites and all that stuff to find me. And you know what I'm talking about. And like I said, YouTube is on for the last Saturdays of the month. Go to YouTube.com and click on my name, LH Music Time. And you have anything else keep civilized. And and others that which you don't remember about that. Anyways, hope all of you have a wonderful day as far as we're concerned. But like I said, I'll be back not next weekend, but the following weekend. Have some more everyday agenda episode, and you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. But anyways, we gotta go. Have a great weekend and others. And like I said, LH Music is about to sign off. Go God's blessings. We salute all of you, America. Take care of yourself. And this is my everyday agenda, which I can never really use. So who knows? Bye-bye for now. See ya. Everyday Agenda is a presentation of Angel Song Productions. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.